The average American got quite a leg up yesterday. President Bush said that he's thinking about all Americans in working on his economic stimulus package. As Scott Horsley just mentioned, he was rejecting criticism that his policies are tailored to help the wealthy. And when Senator John Edwards declared his intention to run for the Democratic presidential nomination, he described himself this way.
Somebody who's close to regular people, somebody who understands their problems, somebody who has ideas about how to make their lives better.
When he announced his presidential ambition, Senator Edwards said he provides a clear alternative to Mr. Bush. Commentator Jake Tapper isn't so sure.
Politicians for years have been trying to seem like regular guys. President Bush set the current gold standard for regular Joes in 2000, what with his folksy, affable common touch and his slams against Al Gore for wanting to run Social Security like it's some kind of federal program. Mr. Bush promised that his new economic plan would focus on, as he said, how best to help those folks who are looking for work. The details, of course, will no doubt be a bit more complex, but the regular Joe was the man in the talking points. Even more shameless, perhaps, was North Carolina Senator John Edwards. A child tucked under each arm, the freshman Democrat went full folk on our TV screens around the same time, live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Just a couple of regular guys. True, Mr. Bush is the son of a president and worth $17 million, and Edwards, a successful trial lawyer worth $13.6 million. The median net worth of U.S. households is a little less than that, around $40,000, but they can both feign common touch pretty well. Now, you're no doubt familiar with President Bush's homespun Texas style, like he's talking to you over a plate of barbecue. And you'll soon see some of what I've seen John Edwards work in the Senate, a certain John Grisham country lawyer deal that no doubt helped rack up that $13.6 million, a certain, now then, Mr. Vanderbilt, I'm no expert on these things. I'm just a simple country lawyer. Yeesh. If Edwards catches on, get ready for Yale-educated John Kerry and Yale-educated Joe Lieberman at your local Bowl-O-Rama. Why is it that we so love the idea that our politicians are just simple folk, when in truth, they are almost always anything but? In the last four elections, we've elected presidents who went to Yale, Yale Law, and Yale. Yet we force our candidates to throw on short-sleeved suits and eat corn dogs. Why do we do this? Are we still rebelling against the House of Lords? To get to the bottom of all this, I threw on some double-pleated khakis. I still was at a loss, so I did some more research. I read that the average American each year consumes 28 pounds of French fries. We're only a few days into 2003, so that was quite a supersized order. But I still didn't quite get it. Then I read that the average American also gambles $1,174 a year. So I had to hit Atlantic City, too. I blew it all in 3 minutes, but I did get a free drink. But my experiment worked to a degree, because then I felt fat and screwed, which is what a regular guy feels like on the average day, according to polls. Then I read a story on the website woman.com titled, Keanu Reeves, a Regular Guy. Now I felt fat, screwed, and confused. Perfect. I'm ready for your 2004 pitches, boys.
Jake Tapper is a reporter and commentator in New York.